see how God does things which are beyond our understanding. Now I understand.
Mr. Maximilian, your friends are worried about you.
Yes, I know. But leaving Helen is difficult too.
The soldiers! Soldiers!
The mountain is not surrounded. Only few soldiers are there. We can escape from behind.
Here they are. They're coming up the mountain.
Master Maximilian! What's wrong? Are you okay?
Nothing is wrong. Don't worry.
The soldiers! Behind you! Look! Haven't you seen them?
Don't worry. They are with us. Please, one of you, give him a hand.
Come, just a little more to go. We've reached.
I know you have many questions. I have a lot to tell you too.
But what are the soldiers doing at the foot of the mountain?
They're our friends.
Yes, your friends. You have many friends who you have no knowledge of.
Greetings to you, Lady Helen. What are you doing here?
Lady Helen, you've changed so much.
Salutations to my dears, the holy ones, the saints, and the men of God.
Salutations of God on you too. The men of God? Do you mean us?
Yes, you are men of God. That you don't even know yourselves.
What's she talking about, Sir Maximilian?
She knows what she is saying. You don't know what has happened.
Why don't you tell us clearly? What seems to be the problem?
Let's go inside. I'll explain it to you. Antonius, you come too. Yes, please be seated. I need to see them in privacy. In fact, he granted our prayers when we requested guidance. When we complained of unbelievers and were helpless, he supported us. In truth, God has answered our deepest prayers. When we were in need of guidance, when our hearts were influenced by the tyrants in pomp and show, when we started doubting the faith of our Lord, Creator of the universe, complaining about the ignorance, cruelty of the tyrants, he showered us with mercy and kindness and blessed us with compassion.
Maximilian has much to inform them.
Yes, it's difficult to believe. There was this one veil that concealed the truth. And that veil has now been lifted by the Almighty God so that we may see the promise of God fulfilled. And that promise was the victory of the oppressed ones. Let me introduce you to our friends. These people are of this age and time. Come closer. He's my grandson, but of the 15th generation. And Helen, Mary. She is his granddaughter.
This is Raqim. The village was once inhabited. One of the companions came from here.
This is not possible. They're fooling all of us. These are all fakes.
This miracle of God is to silence critics like you.
I haven't seen anything yet. Let me first see these men. Then I shall pass my judgment.
But if they are real, I'll smash your head in, you understand?
We are approaching Mount Angelus, Your Excellency. Everyone from the surrounding areas is converging upon it.
There you see Mount Angelus.
I don't believe it either, until I see it with my own eyes.
You won't even have to. You are a historian, a man of proof, and you just want to argue with the authorities.
My dear child, why do you think all these people are coming here for?
Some people have come to witness the miracles of their Creator. Some have also come to see their dead raised to life again. And some have come so that they may strengthen their faith about the Day of Judgment and come to terms with the reality of resurrection.
In other words, it can be said that a few of them are coming to reject this divine miracle or conceal it.
Greetings to you.
Greetings on you too.
In the cave of Angelus, there is no longer fear.
Please guide us.
Their fear was a barrier from God for their protection.
Their presence in Philadelphia would bring prosperity to our city and a center of worship. And the Church of Philadelphia will have a more respectful status than that of Rome.
And His Excellency Mothron will become very influential in the regions of Philadelphia. He will equal the Pope in his faith.
We are all grateful to God for all his blessings, and that blessing in particular that he bestowed upon us when we lived with idol worshippers, an environment wherein the gatherings of monotheists took place in hiding and with great fear. You must have heard the painful stories of those days. In gratitude to the Almighty God, we must thank Him for this great gathering of the believers. 300 years, how many revolutions came, so many rulers came and passed away, tried their best to eradicate the right with all their might. But right always prevailed, and wrong was defamed, because the bases of wrong are very weak. And then ours, and the aim of all Christians was the same: to protect and keep the glowing light of monotheism lit from every disaster. Our aim today must be the same, but with great distress we must admit that in the true religion of Jesus the Messiah, distortion has occurred, and in this danger is addressed to you, and upon you is to defend.
Righteousness is never in search of any individual. It is we who have to be in search of what is right. Look at the failure of the progeny of Israel. They failed because they distanced themselves from what is right.
O servants of God, your talk contradicts the faith of many Christians.
Does it contradict with the divine commandments? This must be seen. No doubt. After this life there is another, and one day we will be standing in the presence of God. Successful and prosperous are those who were the followers of right, and in their faith will be no weakness. Indeed, God loves those who step in His way as if they were a firm and a compact wall.
O servants of God, is there life after death?
Is not our coming back to life enough proof for the day of resurrection? Is not your daily sleep like dying, and waking up in the morning a similar to resurrection?
How will our decayed bodies be brought back to life again?
Same way when we did not exist and He brought us into existence. And secondly, that Almighty God who preserved us for 300 years without decaying us. Therefore, can He not bring the dead and decayed ones back to life once again?
What is God's reason for making you sleep for 300 years and then raising you once again?
Two reasons. One for us and one for you. For us, to see the victory of truth prevail over falsehood. And for you, to believe in the last day and to take out any doubts regarding the day of judgment from your hearts.
And those who believe in the day of judgment and who believe in an eternal life after this world, they will not go against the will of the Almighty God.
Now, on behalf of everyone, I request these saints to honor and bless our town with their presence. No doubt the presence of these saints will bring prosperity to Philadelphia.
I tell you, from today, due to these men of God, the Church of Philadelphia will supersede all the churches of Rome. And Philadelphia will become a center for the Christian worshippers.
Because of them, the businesses and wealth of our city will improve rapidly.
Yes, if only they'll come to our city.
Noble men of Philadelphia, I request you to return to your homes. We will also be following shortly.
With your Excellency's permission, we'd like to join you a little bit later. I think we need time to understand the situation. And as you know, my friends and I need to discuss the situation.
Maybe this is a good omen. Now we have an opportunity to prepare for the welcoming ceremony.
As you wish.
With your permission, we'd like to discuss matters further.
We will wait for you.
Great miracle is a blessing of God for us. He has fulfilled His responsibility to enlighten our hearts. But if we ignore it and take no lesson from it, surely we will be the losers.
We certainly did not deserve that favor. Friends, when we had not yet felt the favors of God, even then we loved him so much that we left our wives, children, livelihood. What do we possess now except God? Now that we are feeling his endless love, where shall we go? Oh God, where shall we go? See that the world, with all its charms, is in our favor. On one hand, one thinks our presence will be the means of his prosperity and rule. The other thinks our presence would make that land develop his trade and business.
My God, the world with all its charms is in our favor. On one hand, one thinks our presence will be the means of his prosperity and rule. On the other, some think our presence will bring about fame to them. One thinks our presence would make their land develop, some trade and business.
Oh God, we wanted to die. But even after 300 years, we are still captives of this earth. Oh God, you know best that this world is nothing more to us than a dark cell. We have no other wish but freedom from this prison.
Between us and you, death is the only distance. And if death intervened and gapped this distance, we swear by you, we would love death. And we hate to return to this worldly life.
Oh my Lord, those birds who flew in your heavens of love, how can they make the earth their destination? We stood against the false gods in order to reach your servitude. And now the world is after us again. But we had the world with its glamour and glory before.
Whatever is in the world is a miracle. But some things have become the norm, and some things have not.
Yes, that's true. If only we could be with them and see what they talk about.
Look there! Kitmir!
But he's dead.
Kitmir is dead.
We call out to you, oh man of God,
Your Excellency Maximilian. Look at Kitmir. Grandfather Maximilian. Sir Maximilian,
Grandfather,
Sir Maximilian. Antonius! Sudinanus! They are dead. They have all died. Every one of them is dead. The companions of the cave have died. The men of God are dead. Those companions of the cave have left us. They are no longer with us. They are no longer with us. They have left us.
Did you hear that? Let's go back inside. What's happened? What's happened to the men of God?
Their souls have fled towards God. How strange.
The signs of God must be seen and understood carefully.
300 years of sleep and a day of extension, and then it's all over. Behind this event lies a strong message.
Order that 7 graves be made here.
Your Majesty, if you think it's right, we should have a worship place in their honor.
Why do we need a worship place? Closing the mouth of the cave is sufficient. People will laugh at us if we turn it into a worship place.
People around this mountain have come to witness this amazing miracle. Right now they are laughing at you. Anyone who doesn't believe in this amazing miracle, even if he sees it with his own eyes, he will not believe in it.
Motran, order that a shrine be constructed in honor of these saints. Let's go.
Let's go, my child. We are strangers among them.
Yes, we have disturbed their sanctity. The light of today has ended. Tomorrow the sun will rise in the east again. The same tiring story of life shall repeat itself.
All have gone. Indeed, the people will narrate this story to their children for generations to come. Prosperous are those who just don't listen and narrate this amazing story, but ponder instead by cleansing their souls and strive in heading towards perfection.